It was known as DC Stadium when it opened on October 1st, 1961. The Redskins beat the Giants in front of 37,000 fans, including President John F. Kennedy. But victories were few and far between in the early years at RFK for the Redskins. One of the most memorable performances of all time, however, came in 1966 when Sonny Jurgensen led the Redskins to a 72-41 win over the New York Giants. George Allen arrived on the scene and immediately made the Redskins competitive. In his second year, the Redskins beat the Packers at RFK in the divisional round of the playoffs, and after the game, Allen's message to his team was clear.
Great win. We beat them out their own game. You out hit them. Now we bring those damn Cowboys next.
The Redskins then beat the defending champion Cowboys the next week on New Year's Eve 1972 at RFK. Billy Kilmer hooked up with Charlie Taylor for two touchdowns to secure Washington's first trip to the Super Bowl. Former voice of the Redskins, Frank Herzog.
And I remember George Allen being carried off the field by the fans. They put him up on their shoulders and carried him off the field. It was wild. And CBS went into the locker room after the game for probably the first time television had ever done that. And George had them all kneeled down, and they said the Lord's Prayer, and then they did a big cheer for the Redskins.
Three cheers for the Redskins.
Remembering RFK, George Wallace, WTOP News.